This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. PM Modi has arrived in Israel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on a two-day state visit to Israel. This is his second visit to Israel. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi and his Israeli counterpart, Benjamin Netanyahu, will review the significant progress made in India-Israel strategic partnership. They will discuss further opportunities in various areas of cooperation, including innovation, security, agriculture, water management, trade, and people-to-people exchanges. The leaders also expected to exchange perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest. In his departure statement ahead of the visit, the Prime Minister said it would set new goals for the strategic partnership and advance a shared vision for a resilient, innovative, and prosperous future for both the countries. President Draupadi Murmu today inaugurated four-day National Arogya Fair in Shegaon of Buldana district of Vidarbha region of Maharashtra. Speaking on this occasion, the President said healthy citizens play a key role in making the country healthy. She said medicinal plant farming improves financial condition of farmers and improves soil health.
इस चार दिवसीय आयोजन के दौरान आयुष चिकित्सा पद्धतियों के विभिन्न आयामों पर विचार विमर्श किया जाएगा आयुष के प्रति लोगों की जागरूकता बढ़ाने के लिए परामर्श शिविरों और औषधि पद्धतियों का आयोजन किया जा रहा है ऐसे आयोजनों की विशेषज्ञों उद्योग जगत के प्रतिनिधियों और जनसामान्य के बीच संवाद एवं सहभागिता स्थापित करने में महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका है
The Minister of Ayush, in collaboration with the All India Ayurvedic Congress, has organized a National Arogya Fair. During this fair, visitors will be provided free consultations, health checkups, and medicines. The Supreme Court today took suo motu cognizance of references of corruption in the judiciary in a Class 8 NCERT textbook and termed the issue a matter of grave concern. A bench comprising Chief Justice Surya Kant and Justices Joymalia Bakchi and Vipul M. Pancholi took note of the matter. The bench made it clear that it will not allow anyone to defame the institution. The Supreme Court today clarified that the Class 10th admit card accompanied by a pass certificate can be produced as supplementary documentation for identity verification in the ongoing Special Intensive Revision exercise in West Bengal. Union Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today said that the government is fully committed to provide gig and platform workers with secure, dignified and better work environment. He said this while addressing powering inclusive growth, role of platforms conference held in New Delhi. He highlighted that in today's digital age, the gig economy is offering new opportunities to millions of youth, women and persons with disabilities. Mr. Mandavia further said the government's collective priority is to ensure that these workers receive adequate social security, insurance, health facilities and opportunities for skill development. Union Minister Sinha, BJP leader Piyush Goyal has accused Congress leader Rahul Gandhi of compromising with national interests. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal alleged that the Gandhi family and the Congress party are putting the interests of the countrymen at stake. He also said that they cannot tolerate the growing popularity of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and India's dominance in the emerging world. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today inaugurated the Pusa Krishi Vigyan Mela in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Chauhan said that the government is strengthening fertilizer access, curbing fake pesticide sales and will soon introduce farmer ID to streamline loans to farmers. India stressed the urgent need to preserve strategic stability and prevent a renewed arms race amid rising global uncertainties. Addressing the 2026 high-level segment of the Conference on Disarmament in Geneva, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri highlighted the country's commitment to responsible use of military, artificial intelligence and the national framework for evaluating trustworthy AI in the defense sector. The Election Commission of India has decided to fit GPS trackers on vehicles allotted to Central Armed Police Forces personnel been deployed in West Bengal ahead of the assembly elections. Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal said the GPS tracking system will enable ECI-appointed central observers to monitor the movement of CAPF personnel. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand will take on Sri Lanka in a Group 2 Super 8 match at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo today. The match will start at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.